KCAKJ. KFADPZ to KCAKJ. Do you copy?
KFADPZ to KCAKJ. I got you.
Oh, thanks for coming back there, Tom. I appreciate it. I was wondering if this thing worked or not, and then I heard you. I was like, okay, I can hear. Can I talk? And now I know I can.
What'd you get, a mouth thing?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I have. It's the DM32UV.
Well, there you go. Works pretty good.
It's good to know that I got it and was able to get everything to do right. So now I just got to take a couple of notes so I can put you on my contacts and call it good, and then I can continue with programming the rest of the repeaters.
N-A-W-R-O.
Morning, Tim. KCKJL and Cliff's on here, too. KFATPZ.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Cliff. Yeah, I've been following the conversation. I had to jump in because, Cliff, this is what I have in my driveway is the DM32, and it was a bike to program. That CPS is not fun, but it seems you're on the way. I just noticed that I didn't see your it might be on my side then, because I didn't see your information pop up. I just see your digital ID, but yeah, it's probably at my side. Over to Cliff. Good. I'm glad you got it working.
Good morning to you, Tim. Yeah, I wasn't absolutely sure because I threw my call out with this thing a couple of times. I didn't know if anybody heard me or not. But, yeah, as far as, not having the information put up, you have to put it in on your end in the CPS. I already figured that part out.
Yeah, it's. I guess my question is your DMRID really new? Because I pushed the new CSV, 2 weeks ago maybe. I'm just curious. How about over to Tom, see how he's doing up north, and then over to Cliff.
Hey, Joe. I'm doing just peachy. I'm cruising. Oh, look, I got a Camaro for sale. I am on M19 and on my way into Sandusky, and then, of course, I'm going to take that over to get into Marlette. Just taking my time. My coworker was at Hall and Garfield. He'll probably be shortly behind me.
Yeah, Tim, it's a new idea. I just got it a couple of days ago, just like I did with the radio.
N-A-W-R-O. Perfect. That means I'll download some CSVs, or I might just put you in by hand. It's almost easier. And going out to breakfast right now, Tom. I'm going out to Ken's. I'm going to go see Zeph. And I'll be available later today, Cliff, if you want to continue testing once I get back to the base. You know, I'll be back within an hour or so. Should be available for the rest of the day. Then John and I are going to be doing the net tonight. So I'm going to make this my last. That's great that you got it working, Cliff. That's it's a decent radio. I'm up here, and it mostly works down to Mount Clemens, but I'm stretching the string a little bit on that one. And one of these days, we might get one up here in Richmond, so that'll be sweet. I'll make this my last. Over to Tom. You guys have a good day. N-A-W-R-O.
K-T-K-J-O. Two over easy, small side of hash, bacon, rye toast, extra butter.
Thanks for making me hungry, guys.
Oh, I try, Cliff, I try. Ken's is really good, and I know the owner and his mom. Been going to them for years. We got really good food there, and it's plentiful, put it that way.
Now hopefully I can remember the place if I ever wander up that way.
Oh, yeah. I think, what is it? I think ARPS is going to try to get a, or at least FBI is going to try to get a breakfast thing going in the north end eventually. Right now, on Saturdays, they meet down in Madison Heights. See if we can do a north end one once or twice a month or something. I'll probably meet him and that.
Yeah, copy that. Hopefully one of these days I'll be able to join some of you at one of these breakfasts.
Yeah, I haven't been at one for a couple of weeks. October is like filled for me. I go on this Saturday, but I work this Saturday.
Yeah, and I definitely won't be doing any of that this weekend either. The lady and I are headed down to the Ohio Renaissance Festival the weekend. We're leaving tomorrow morning. We won't be back until Monday. And then we'll be doing the last weekend in 2 weeks after that. And after that, my schedule opens up.
Well, we'll coordinate over the next couple of weeks. So I'm working Saturday all day and then the 17th. Am I doing something on the 17th? I might be. I'm not sure yet. I know I have a wedding coming up near the end of the month. Oh, I got to run on the 26th that I'm doing with my wife and Wally. And then I think then my weekends are open. But I will keep you abreast of the situation. I'll be right back. Got a phone call.
And now I got you on my contacts list. As soon as I import everything into the radio, I'll know it's you when you get it. Well, I guess I lost you there, Tom. It's KF8DBZ, monitoring, and 73's to you if you can hear me, so be safe out there.
Yeah, I'm still here, Cliff. I'm just on the phone. KC8KGO.
All right, copy that. I'll be monitoring.
KC8KGO. KF8DBZ, KC8KGO.
K8YNU from KE8WUO.
V8Z. Kilo Echoes and Alpha X-ray monitoring statewide 1.
KE8WUO, how's Dean doing today?
Good, I'm just getting ready to, well, actually driving to go pick up the kid. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. Hey, if you're going to be doing the camera stuff, and then it sounds like you might want to use the DJI Mic 2 thing. Do you want me to just give that to you for the time being, and you can play with it, learn it, and have fun with it, hopefully, and then you can just bring that to meetings and use it with your camera? Is that something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, if we're going to record, I probably won't be recording on my R5. I'll probably use my my other camera with probably like a 50 mil. But, yeah, I mean, if it's an option and you're offering, that might make it easier to give to people so that you actually have some, you know, proper audio. With that DJI, does it mix between the two microphones?
Yeah, and then it does, I forget what it's like 32-bit float or something, I forget what it's called, but it does, like, captures, like, really high-end audio, and it has a little poofy mic thing that covers it so that, and it's got magnets so you can pin it to someone's shirt with a magnet and you're not actually hurting their shirt, but both of them transmit to a receiver that you mount in a hot or cold shoe on your camera, and then it displays the audio levels on the receiver, so while you're recording, you can kind of see what the levels are, and from the receiver, you can turn down the levels of both microphones, so that's really handy. But it is something that I would suggest, like, getting to you ahead of time, so you can play with it and learn it and whatnot, because it's pretty easy to use, but it's also a little bit complicated in some ways. But you'll need to plug that receiver. You can plug that receiver into your camera so that your camera uses the audio from the receiver. But then you can also add the audio files later in editing. But then I'm also more than happy to bring I have a GoPro that I use for diving, and I can bring that for like a room size shot. So you can have like the more direct and, you know, person specific view. And then we can have like a wide angle view in case someone's giving, presentation type thing or something. So, but I don't know. I'll hand it over to you. This is KE8WUO to KE8LAX.
Yeah, I can meet up with you if you want to do that and have me play with it a little bit. I've also got a I've also got a GoPro. It's an old one. It's, I think, I want to say a Hero 10, I think. So it's not a, it might even be an 8 black. I don't remember anymore. I used to use it for motorcycle stuff when I used to ride with Squad Rocket guys, because they always wanted to do wheelies and stuff and catch it on camera. I wasn't necessarily into that, and because I had no real use for it. I still have it. It still works, but that might even potentially be good enough.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think mine's like a GoPro Hero 9 or 10-ish. I forget. So it might be a little bit newer, but I don't think it really matters because we're not looking for, you know, super high definition footage, and, you know, of our presentation. So either one will be fine. We could even use both so you have multiple views. You can have a view from the back of the room and a view from the front of the room. Do you use like Final Cut Pro or anything like that? Are you gonna want to edit it, or are you gonna want to just kind of dump a long duration file, you know, like an uncut video file to wherever we decide to host it?
I guess that would depend. I'd have to look into video editing software because I've played around with things like Adobe Premiere and stuff like that, but I have not purchased it. It's not a part of my subscription, since everything along those lines is subscription-based anymore. So potentially edit, potentially not. I guess that would depend on, you know, the bosses and, you know, commands would look like.
Do you use a Apple computer for your photo retouching, or are you mainly Windows or Linux based?
Windows. I'm not a big fan of Apple anywhere.
Copy that. All right. Well, I will have the mic too. I might have it with me today. I'm at like the 23 and Shaner area in Shelby Township. I'm not sure if you find yourself out that way at all. But if worse comes to worse, we can just bring it to the first meeting and then you can just take it from there. And I bought it a few years ago. I probably used it twice. So I don't have really any qualms about just setting you loose with it. So. Hopefully that comes in handy, though.
Yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't, because, I mean, let's be honest with you. On-camera audio, even the cameras that do stereo audio, it's not great. And as soon as you move away from it, you know, same thing with cell phones when people shoot their videos from cell phones. If you don't have some sort of external audio, It's trash. It's honestly trash. So it's definitely a good idea. And if you do have it and you want me to meet up, obviously you know the area that I stay in. So if I got to meet up with you or come out your way, I can do that if necessary.
Sounds good. Yeah, you're over there in New Haven, so you're probably not that far from me. I wonder, I can run outside in a little bit and take a look to see if it's in my truck or not. I think it's in my room, so I can bring it in tomorrow probably. We'd probably just shoot for tomorrow, probably tomorrow would be good. Tomorrow's Friday, so I can probably get out of work a little early and shoot down to New Haven and drop it off there or meet you somewhere along the way, if that works for you.
However it works for you. It doesn't matter. You can come out if you like, or I can meet you up, or I can come to your work, however. Whatever works for you. I'm not opposed to driving when necessary. So, yeah, but I'll try. We can aim for tomorrow, and tonight, yeah, and all that, because what we got? One or two more weeks. 2 more weeks to the meeting.
Yeah, and don't forget, we got the net tonight, and so I'll hopefully hear you on that tonight. And then maybe what we'll do, just for the fun, for both of us, is I'll put it in RegGrid, our meeting point, and then we'll both deploy to it and just kind of mess with RegGrid. Did you ever get that working?
Yeah, I have it. I have it active. I actually seen one of the calls you put in there and responded to. I was actually able to see that. Obviously, I think I don't know exactly how the math works. If I'm supposed to be able to see other people on the map as well, if that's the case, I don't. But I know you have to activate a bunch of permissions to allow that to happen.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think there's a few people on the app that would probably rather not have their location shared with everybody. I'm not overly concerned in it, but yeah, that deployment that I set myself on, that should be my work, so that should be where I work. But when I deploy, when we go to meet up to hand off the mic to, I'll just make a new call, and we'll just both try to deploy and then mark ourselves on the scene and just kind of play with the app a little bit, get comfortable with it, and I'd like to start using it myself, because if I'm going to deploy people, you know, I want to know what it's like from a deployed person's perspective, and I want to know what it's like as the person deploying's perspective. So kind of want to see both sides of it and just kind of learn that app, and then we'll go from there. So. Yeah, I don't see most of the people that are on there don't have the location shared, and I think they do it when they're deployed. Like there's, I don't think like we need to see their location when they're not, like when they're standing by, you know, or ready to respond type of thing. But when they are responding, that's when we kind of want to see their location. But I think the app allows you to, you know, choose, at least on Apple, and I'm sure on Android too, but I'm pretty sure it allows you to choose what you're sharing. So, but all right. Well, I will plan to see you tomorrow, and we'll talk more on that. Oh, and then you should have an invite for that Tasks app. I don't know if you've seen that yet.
Was the invite sent over a email or through the Discord?
I believe it would be an email, and I did notice that one of mine went to junk mail from that site, so you might check your junk mail for something called ClickUp. It kind of sounds like, to me when I heard it, if I was thinking like seatbelts, you know, like ClickUp or ticket, it's kind of the theme I got, but yeah. Take a look in your email, take a look in your junk mail, and see if you see anything from it should have came from Dave, but I noticed in our app that it shows that you're still a pending invite, so don't forget to jump on that if you get a second.
Yeah, I'll take a look now, and I believe my RegGrid's actually set up to show all the time. I kind of think that's important because you kind of know before something's going on whether or not they're in the area. So, yeah, I think that would be good. This is KE8LAX Friday.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's kind of the whole point of RegGrid is, like, I think we hope that, you know, the users would be open to sharing their location during the deployment. So yeah, that is kind of the idea behind the app, but yeah, I don't think we'd be too disappointed. Like I understand if people don't want to do that, but for now, we'll just leave RegGrid at that, and so yeah, sounds good to me. I think that's all I got for right now. I'll send it back over to you.
Yes, in reference to your comments yesterday about having a system to fall back on, I completely agree with you. I apologize for that meeting. My phone died while you guys were speaking. But yeah, I definitely agree on your end that there should be some form of backup, and that's not the end all be all. But because that's about all I've got. I'll obviously be on the radio and what have you. So when you figure out a time or what have you, get with me either through Discord and we'll get together and figure it out. This is KEAX, and I'll be standing by on your final.
Copy that. Well, very good, and I appreciate your contributions to the group, and I look forward to seeing some of your content, and no pressure, it's not a big deal, do what you can. So, all right, well, we will talk again soon. This is KE8WUO. I will be clear and monitoring.
WAPD. KDKJO, monitoring statewide one.
How far out are you?
26 and Jewel.
All right. I found an error. I'm fixing it in the Sinclair repeater, and I'll be ready.
You're listening to the Sinclair repeater?
Yeah, I'll call you when I get closer. KCKGO.
W8VKCKGO.
This is KE8WUO, statewide one.
Hey, John. What's going on? KCKGO. Wally Yelter.
Yeah.
Why, hello, my fine gentlemen. How are you both today?
Oh, I'm doing good, John. I thought I heard Wally on there somewhere. You're burning up my speaker a little bit, though. You're a little over-modded.
Gotcha. I'll try to dial it down a little bit. But, yeah, I heard someone say something out there, and I kind of thought it was Tim, but I didn't hear it real well, so I figured I'd throw out my call sign and see who called back. So. Hope all is well with you.
No, just finishing out the day. I gotta go pick up my P-25 from Wally. Actually, on the final approach to his location.
Gotcha. So you had your P-25 at the doctor's, eh? Getting more zones put in, or what?
More locations on P-25. So when I'm beep-popping around the state, I got a couple more in there. Just, running. It's Wally's radio, so just messing around with it.
Very cool. I haven't heard that expression in a while, beep-popping. That's a good one. But, yeah, you need it. It's fun to have you on P-25. It's nice to see the traffic over there. And kind of a cool mode, and it sounds real well, and so, yeah, looking forward to getting you back on P-25. How long have you been down?
Oh, just under a week. I dropped it off to him on Friday last week, and he wanted to put some more stuff into it, so modify it a little bit more, see if I can get a little bit more further distance with it. Grand Rapids, Lansing, and all that.
Yeah, I don't care what you say. Wally's all right. He's a pretty good guy.
I'm not being rude. I'm just making sure I don't have any errors in here. I found one, and I fixed it, so I was just making sure there were no more errors.
Well, there he is. I knew he was out there somewhere. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yeah, John, you might want to turn your mic game down, because, you're blasting. Wally right out of the park. I had to turn him up and turn you down. It's crazy. sound like me now. Well, he's saying to me, you're barking in the radio.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's weird. Might be because I'm driving. I don't know if I'm always this loud, but maybe there's like an automatic gain control going on. But if that's the case, I will lay off on the throttle here, and I'll let you guys do what you're doing, and I'll bow out for now. This is KE8WUO73. I'll be monitoring.
Oh, no, you're fine. I thought I'm going to be using an open spot or what, but just a little bit higher audio with you. That's all. Nothing big. It's always glad to hear your voice on the radio.
Mine might be my fault because I've been long arming it.
Oh, okay. I try not to do that, and I'm just pulling in front of your hangar here.
Yeah, just come on in. You know where my office is.
All right. See you in a minute. Casey Kidjo. John, I'll be back. Casey Kidjo.
Watch out for the pit bull.
NAVEX PQ monitoring statewide one.